Coming up this week, playwright Václav Havel takes New York by storm in a major retrospective of his works, and also picks up the theatre awards he was denied for more than two decades.
Start spreading the news. I'm
more of that in a moment. First of all this week, Czech cinema's most successful film in recent years is celebrating its 10th anniversary. 1996 saw the release of Kolya, the touching tale of a cash-strapped concert cellist in Soviet-era Czechoslovakia, who finds himself the stepfather of a five-year-old Russian boy called Kolya after a money-making scheme goes wrong. The film won an Oscar, the first Czech film to do so since Jiří Menzel's Closely Observed Trains in 1966, and has since been seen by 15 million people in 43 countries. To celebrate Kolya's 10th anniversary, the film's creators, including director Jan Svěrák and his father Zdeněk, who starred and also co-wrote the screenplay, held a discussion at the Russian Cultural Center in Prague on Thursday. Afterwards, I spoke to Jan Svěrák.
I was watching this film yesterday, and I was still touched and surprised how the script is nice, how the dialogue works, and how my father was young. That was slightly what I found melancholic about it.
Do you think the film still sort of stands the test of time today when audiences watch it? Does it still have the same magic for them as it did 10 years ago, do you think?
Of course, film is dating, and even Kolya is dating, but I think 10 years is not such a long time. I would say after 30, 40 years, like today, when I was a child, I was watching Charlie Chaplin's silent movies, and it was part of the culture that time. And it's not so, it's 30 years ago. And today, you can't see it on TV. My kids wouldn't understand why someone is watching silent black and white movie. What's so funny about it? So the same will happen to Kolya as well, but not yet.
10 years ago, I suppose, the relationship between Czechs and Russians was rather different because it was only recently, 10 years ago, that, say, the Red Army had left Czechoslovakia, yeah, and only a few years, really, since the fall of communism. Do you think a film like Kolya, which sort of takes place within this dynamic, can it still be as relevant today as it was 10 years ago? Or do you think today Czech audiences are not really interested in their relationships with Russians anymore?
You are correct. At that time, for us Czechs, the film had completely different charge, you know. It was this big guy, my father represents the small country, and the oppressor, the hated enemy and our neighbor, was represented by this small, cute boy, you know. And this dilemma was something. And for outside audience, for Americans or Japanese, the core of the story and why they love the movie was the father-son relationship, the humanity of it. And this is the quality which the Czech audience today can appreciate on Kolya, and not anymore the relationship between Czech Republic and Russia, because we are now finally separated two entities.
And no plans to make Kolya 2, Kolya as a young man?
No. Of course, the Kolya, when we finished shooting, the small boy had this idea. He said, okay, I left the country with my mother, and I become a doctor in Germany, and you will be very sick as my father. As an old man, you will be sick, and I will come back from Germany to heal you.
But nothing came of that.
No. I don't believe in second and third parts. They are usually not so good as the first one was.
Filmmaker Jan Svěrák on the 10th anniversary of his greatest success, Kolya. Former President Václav Havel is one of the world's most eminent playwrights, and this week in New York he finally got the chance to pick up a few awards. Mr. Havel won the Village Voices Obie Award for Distinguished Playwriting, Off-Broadway's highest honour, in 1968, 1970 and 1984. But was unable to collect the awards in person for the simple reason that he was placed under house arrest by the communist regime. Václav Havel, the only head of state ever to receive an Obie, is currently in New York at the invitation of Columbia University's Arts Initiative, and so this week he was invited to the city's Newman Theatre to pick up the prestigious prizes. The ceremony followed a major retrospective of Mr. Havel's plays, the first time anywhere, in fact, that all of his works had been performed in one festival. I spoke to the festival's artistic director, Edward Einhorn, from New York's Untitled Theatre.
We did 18 14 plays in all. It's a mixture of full length and one act. So some of them were on individual programs, some of them were on double bills and such. But we put them all on within the course of about 5 to 6 weeks.
And what kind of response, Sam, was there from the audience?
It was a very enthusiastic response. A lot of people who were coming to the theater had heard of President Havel's work and knew about it, but had never gotten a chance to really see it. And those who had, often had only seen maybe one or two plays, because even though he's very well known, not a lot of his plays have been going up in the United States recently. And so people were very excited about the chance to see a lot of the plays together. And I think they came off very well. I think that it's a particularly interesting experience to not only see a playwright's play, but see them reflecting one against the other. I think you get a whole new appreciation of the way they're writing, what they're writing about. And I think that audiences really appreciate that as well.
Václav Havel is spending a few months in the United States. Did he attend any of the performances himself?
He did. He attended about 8 or 9 of the performances. I think he was getting more and more excited as he was going. He was originally intending to attend a couple, and he enjoyed those. And he sort of became interested in saying, well, what's the next one like, or what's the next one like? And so he started arriving just unannounced to the theater just to find out what some of the other plays were like. And he told me that he was most excited about the fact that there were a few plays that he had sort of given up on, you know, that there were plays he felt like were his strong plays, and there were these other plays that he wasn't sure that he liked anymore. And he enjoyed our productions of those, and so he sort of has a renewed interest in those plays as well.
And it must have been obviously very exciting for the actors in these plays to actually meet the playwright in person there in the theater after the performance.
It was extraordinarily exciting for everyone. I mean, I think it was exciting for the actors to meet the playwright and have him say hello. Often we didn't tell the actors that he was in the audience until afterwards because we didn't want to make them overly nervous. But he would say hello to the cast each time after the show. It was very gracious with everyone. And it was exciting for the audiences to see him watching his own plays. It was exciting for the festival staff just to have him coming in and out. I mean, the most important thing to us was that the person Havel enjoyed the work, above anything, and he did. So we were really gratified that he kept coming back.
Edward Einhorn, artistic director of the Havel Festival, speaking to me earlier from New York. And all that's left for me to say, I suppose, is if you can make it there, you can make it anywhere.
It's up to you, New York.